May 30, 2021. Trinity Sunday. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, the foundation of our faith. According to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity is the central mystery of the Christian faith and of Christian life. God alone can make it known to us by revealing Himself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Inseparable in what they are, the divine persons are also inseparable in what they do. But within the single divine operation, each shows forth what is proper to him in the Trinity, especially in the divine missions of the Son's incarnation and the gift of the Holy Spirit. So what are the characteristics of the Most Holy Trinity? The Catechism of the Catholic Church describes the characteristics of the Most Holy Trinity as follows. The Holy Trinity is one, one God in three persons, which means that the divine persons do not share the one divinity among themselves, but each of them is God whole and entire. The divine persons are really distinct from one another in their relations of origin. It is the Father who generates, the Son who is begotten, and the Holy Spirit who proceeds. The divine persons are relative to one another, because it does not divide the divine unity. The real distinction of the persons from one another resides solely in the relationships which relate them to one another. Hence, in the Catholic faith, we worship one God in the Trinity and the Trinity in unity, without either confusing the persons or dividing the substance, for the person of the Father is one, the Son's is another, the Holy Spirit's another, but the Godhead of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is one, their glory equal, their majesty co-eternal. From these explanations, we can see that the Most Holy Trinity is centered on unity, substance, and equality in majesty. Hence, the Most Holy Trinity's unity is based on peace and love and challenges us to be one in the Trinity with all our differences. How united are we as a church and as a community of faith, my brothers and sisters? Is peace evident in our unity as Catholic Christians, especially in our service to God and His Church? Does true love exist in our unity as a community of faith? Pope Francis once said that the Most Holy Trinity is love, all in the service of the world, which God wishes to save and recreate. So my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let us go therefore, and make disciples of all nations as Jesus reminds us in the Gospel of Saint Matthew today, by proclaiming, exemplifying and sharing the love of the Most Holy Trinity, a love centered on unity and peace in all that we do, especially in our service to God and His Church. Amen. For more, visit us at www.revfico.com. Remain Godful and stay blessed.